Dictation for Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, August 1341. Address as a letter to Dr. Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-I-A-H, 7795251. Dear Dr. Shankaraya, consultation for Mr. Johnson, who has chronic kidney disease, was following with Dr. Legault, L-E-G-A-U-L-T, at Grand Rapids, that is in the process of retiring, comes accompanied with wife and daughter. He was recently admitted back in December with congestive heart failure, found it to have a low ejection fraction from previously 50 down to 25%, as well as right-sided decreased systolic function. He is known to have coronary artery disease. There are discussions about, in April, doing a stress testing, a potentially a cardiac cath. One reason for this consultation is also to discuss the potential complications of pursuing that kind of testing. Apparently, 10 days ago, when he was at Myers in Greenville, he was feeling lightheaded. He was able to sit down in the bench, did pass out for a very short period of time, recovered without any sequela, did not go to the emergency room. He denies having chest pain at that time or diaphoresis. There was no nausea, vomiting, no loss of control of bowel or urine. He has problems of weakness, dyspnea, on activity. Episodes of bradycardia at the time of this syncope in the 40s. Has a fair appetite without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. He denies diarrhea, bleeding. He still has his prostate and has frequency, urgency, nocturia, but no cloudiness or blood, and apparently no major incontinence. Presently, no major edema, no discolor of the toes, no chest pain, has atrial fibrillation, but appears on sinus rhythm on medications. Tongue skin bruises, but no bleeding, nose gums, no headaches. He's hard of hearing. Back in December, when he was in the hospital, there was some bleeding. Recently, Aldactone discontinued because of high potassium in relation to advanced renal failure. No major orthopnea or PND. Next paragraph, his past medical history for diet control, diabetes, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, prior ablation, cardioversion, on sinus rhythm, on emiodarone, episodes of bradycardia, discussion about a pacemaker, coronary artery disease, previously documented, a drop of ejection fraction, heart failure with low ejection fraction, prior cerebral aneurysm, without two surgeries done without any sequela, hyperlipidemia, but has not tolerated statins. That was discontinued 6 months ago. Prior deep vein thrombosis without pulmonary emboli. No strokes, no seizures, denies gastrointestinal bleeding or liver disease, has chronic back pain, arthritis, rheumatic fever when he was on second grade, a number of episodes of pneumonia, also prior ANCA vasculitis affecting his lungs, 2001, received Cytaxan for 6 months and has been on remission, chronic renal failure, history of gout, but no recurrence, no kidney stones, esophageal reflux, but no major symptoms, no dysphagia. Next paragraph. Surgeries including bilateral lens implant. Left-sided groin repair. Brain aneurysm in two opportunities around 1995, back surgery 1972, ablation for atrial fibrillation 2021, prior renal biopsy, left-sided leg fracture and surgery, left-sided inguinal hernia. Next paragraph. He has side effects to statins with muscle pain, but not through allergies. Next paragraph. Denies smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Present medications include thyroid replacement, Inder, Eliquis, allopurinol, Emiodarone, Metoprolol, Hydralazine, Magnesium, no anti-inflammatory agents, just started on Jardiance 3 days ago, Aldactone discontinued a few months back. Next paragraph. On physical exam, his weight is 183, 73 inches tall. Blood pressure, right-sided 150 over 70, left-sided 160, 78, sitting position, standing 160, 80, and repeat 168, 80. So there was no drop, if anything, an increase. He's hard of hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no gross JBD, no gross carotid bruise, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes. Lungs are clear, appears regular, no pericardial rap, has a systolic murmur. There is obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen masses ascites, no gross bruise. However, peripheral pulses are decreased, but no gangrene, no cyanosis, no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Are from January 30 through Corwell, C-O-R-E-W-E-L-L. Potassium at 5.2, normal sodium acid base, creatinine at 2.4 for a GFR 26 at stage 4, normal glucose. Prior testing. Normal albumin, calcium, and liver function tests. Pro-BNP more than 30,000. There has been anemia, 12.4. large red blood cells 105 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. There is no recent urine analysis. There is a recent echo. With reported low ejection fraction, 25%. Severe global hypokinesia. Right ventricle decreased systolic function, moderate mitral regurgitation, the inferior vena cava normal in size, next paragraph, there is a prior CT scan of the head. This is from October. No acute process. There is a clip on the right PICA with prior right-sided suboccipital craniectomy. There is no recent kidney ultrasound. But in 2021, both kidneys were normal size, simple bilateral cyst, no obstruction, and no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mr. Johnson has progressive chronic kidney disease. Over the last 6 to 8 years, with a history of prior ANCA positive vasculitis with lung manifestations, not clear to me if there was compromise of the kidneys. A prior biopsy is way back in 2001, which is not available at the time of this dictation. In any regards, the changes has been slowly progressive. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is no indication for dialysis. Many years back, urine analysis did not show major activity for blood protein or cells. That will need to be updated. The major factor right now has been the probably ischemic cardiomyopathy with new low ejection fraction and evidence of biventricular failure, clinically stable on salt fluid restriction diuretics. He not tolerated aldactone because of high potassium. He does have anemia with macrocytosis, but does not require EPO treatment. Blood tests will be done in a monthly basis, including phosphorus, PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, and mineral bone abnormalities associated to kidney disease. I did not change any of the medications today. The second issue that we also discussed extensively was the plans for stress testing if abnormal a cardiac cath, and based on that, potential further treatment. This needs to be discussed very carefully with cardiology. Dr. Redenberg, V as in Victor, R-E-D-E-N-B as in boy, U-R-G. Patient is very clear that he will not want to be on dialysis at all. That's not an option for him. I discussed with him that IV contrast exposure and potential cholesterol emboli are a high risk for him. Heart procedures are going to be always first option if that's going to improve his quality and quantity, his quantity and quality of life. Of course, if he is not candidate for invasive procedures, there will be no reason to expose him to complications of IV contrast or cholesterol emboli. In terms of the recent syncope, he and family are going to call cardiology about that discussion of the pacemaker, Takei-Bradley syndrome. He has not wear a recent 24-hour or similar Holter monitor that might require more urgent need for the pacemaker and not waiting until April. All these issues were discussed at length. It was a prolonged visit, reviewing records, discussing with the patient an hour and a half. We will follow on the next few months. Education provided, all questions answered, end of dictation.